Private, you do not give the orders around here. Is that understood?
Yes, sir, General.
I give the orders. I am the only one that gives the order.
Yes, sir, General.
Hello, gentlemen. Can I take your order whenever you are ready?
Hello and welcome to the Wine Appraiser Podcast, where we sip and tell and share affordable wine finds. I'm Dennis, the Wine Appraiser, and I'm here with my wife and wine tasting partner, Denise.
Hello, everyone.
That was our tribute for Memorial Day.
Oh, I see.
She's been trying to figure out what the heck was that. And if you didn't get it, see, they were at a restaurant. And they were going to order.
Oh, I see.
And the general thought it was his place to order.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
That.
And I was a confused waitress saying, yeah. What? Like penny on.
It was hilarious. It was hilarious.
Penny on the big what?
Okay, tonight we have two rosés.
Okay.
Are you excited?
I am excited. Yeah. I like rosé.
So it's Memorial Weekend, and it's they say unofficial start. I consider it almost the official start of
official
summer,
start.
Even though it's not.
School's almost out.
Yeah.
Graduation has happened. The weather is getting nice.
Yeah, this is summer. So
summer has arrived.
Even though it didn't feel like it yesterday.
We can get our white sneakers out.
It was cold yesterday for a while.
Here in Iowa, it was chilly.
Yeah. Tonight, we have one of your favorite rosés, the Côte de Roses.
I like that.
And then we have a rosé, and I think this is going to be interesting. We got it on our trip to Missouri at Stonehill Winery. I did a tasting down there, and I really like the dry rosé. And so we have that, and I thought this would be an interesting tasting.
Yeah, because they're very two different styles of rosé.
Yeah. I found this website. It's Virgin UK was the website, I believe. And it had rosés categorized into seven different styles. And I thought that was kind of interesting.
Who would have known there's seven different styles of rosé?
Well, yeah. And there might be more. I don't know. But they had them listed in seven. So I don't.
Well, that's more than enough.
Yeah, I listed these. I thought these were interesting. And I'm just going to go through them real quickly. But you can get on and read more about them if you want to. I think this pretty well covers it, really. Provence Rosé was their first one. Then they talked about White Zinfandel, which is kind of that's the California sweeter Zinfandel Rosé.
Mm-hmm. And off dry.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it could be off dry to sweet.
Okay.
Yeah. They talked about Garnacha Rosado from Spain. So those Spanish rosés, kind of from those hot climates that we talked about from Spain. And so they're kind of a big, heavier rosé.
Okay. Don't know if I've had that.
We have not. And I really want to get that. I want to get a rosado. And then there's Cinsault Rosé.
That's number four, Cinsault.
Which are the Côte de Roses has Cinsault in it. Then they have the Pinot Noir Rosés. And we have had those before.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a Mourvèdre or Mourved. I've heard it both ways. I think those are, I think they're a little bit heavier. And then there's Rosados. And I really want to try a Rosado. That's probably my number one that I want to try. And I think that's kind of in the style of our Stonehill tonight. It's a little bit darker.
They call that Italian rose sometimes.
Well, Rosado comes from Italy, so it's an Italian rosé.
Mm-hmm.
And they say they're just a little bit heavier, a little bit darker, kind of made with some of those dark Italian grapes. They're on the darker side, so they can actually pair with a lot of foods that are normally considered red wine foods.
Okay.
Kind of steaks, red pasta dishes.
But you don't have to do the red wine. You can do the rosé in a rosado form.
Rosado, yeah.
Okay, rosado.
Yeah. And I think this Stone Hill, I'm interested because we're going to have pork chops tonight. Kind of thinking this is going to be a good wine for that.
We'll find out.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get right to our tasting.
Okay.
Our first one is the Côte de Roses.
Mm-hmm. This is pale in color.
Yeah, we've had this before. This is the 2024 Côte de Roses, so we haven't had this year.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a blend of Cinsault, Grenache, and Syrah.
And I usually really, really like this.
Mm-hmm. The wine comes from southern France, from the Languedoc AOC.
So it's really a blush color, very light,
very
clear.
Yeah, it's very light.
Now, are you serving this chilled? This feels cold.
Yes, yes. Rosés are normally served fairly cold.
Mm-hmm.
So I would refrigerate these. They've been refrigerated. Mm-hmm.
This is fruit forward, kind mm-hmm. of a grapefruity taste. Citrusy
mm-hmm.
on the nose.
I get a slight hint of some red fruits.
Mm-hmm. I get a lot of grapefruit for some reason, or citrus. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's very bright, lots of acid. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then when I taste this, it is very good. You can just drink this without needing any food. Has a long finish. Finish is kind of strawberry-ish.
It is, yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
When it has a smell of grapefruit and a taste of more of that.
I got some of that strawberry smell. Yeah.
Very easy on the palate. Very smooth. Mm-hmm. Very bright and crisp.
Yes. And I do like it. It's good. So they.
And what is the price of that?
So they say aromas of red fruits, black currants, red currant, tastes of rose. Citrus, grapefruit. There you go. Flavors of citrus, peach, and herbs, as well as strawberry, raspberry.
Get the strawberry.
And they talked about it should have a lot of minerality in it.
It's complex for a rosé.
I think it does. I think it has.
The nose and the taste have a good matchup.
Mm-hmm.
You're not disappointed. That's what I like about this one. You taste it and you smell it and all good.
Yeah, there's just something to that.
The expectation is high and it meets the expectation.
It's got for being so light, it has a great mouthfeel to me.
Be great, I think, with the salad.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So good.
Okay. What are you rating that?
4.
Yeah, I agree. I like that wine.
It's not sweet. I do not like a sweet wine. Mm-hmm. It's not sweet.
It's $12.99 from Costco.
Wow. That's a great deal.
Yeah, I really like that wine.
For your summertime, to start your summer, try this.
Yeah.
It's good.
I agree. Let's go to our second.
Did you rate it a 4 as well?
I gave it a 4.
You did? Okay.
I did.
I just want to make sure I heard
you. Yeah.
Okay. You got your opinion in there.
Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot. I would drink that.
I love it. To my friends. Look for it on the shelf. Yeah. Easy to find bottle. Has a big rose
mm-hmm.
on the base.
You love the bottle?
I really like the glass-topped bottles. Don't ask me why. It's like, yes.
I could drink that all by itself. I believe it'd be great with salads, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So real light dishes, maybe some fish.
Cheese and fruit platter. It's going to be perfect on the patio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very light cheeses. Let's go to our second wine. Again, this is the dry rosé from Stonehill Winery in mm-hmm. Herman, Missouri.
Yes.
This is a much darker rosé.
Much darker.
Than our first one.
Almost a little orange tint to it.
Yeah, it's more red, but it's kind of got that maybe a little orange to it.
Yeah, it's a pink orange.
Mm-hmm.
It's not...
Pink. Yeah.
It's a pink orange.
Orangey red.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, Definitely way darker than the first one.
Yes. But still as crisp and clear.
Would you call this a dark salmon color, maybe?
Yeah, I would say darker than salmon.
And I get way more red fruit on the nose.
Very good nose on this, too.
This is a unique blend. This is not what you would consider your typical rosé. This one here has one red and two white grapes.
Really?
So they take the red grape. They said after the crush, they take the red grape and let it set on the skins overnight to get some color. And then they blend it.
Okay. Well, you know, it has.
They press and then ferment it all together. It's the way it sounded.
Mm-hmm. Well, this one to me has a much more floral. Our first wine, the light rosé, had a more of a citrus. This has a heavier floral smell. Again, with some.
Okay, and the three grapes in this are Chamberson, which is the red, which is kind of it's a medium body French American hybrid, kind of similar to a Pinot, good acid on it and that type of thing. And then the two white grapes are Chardonnay, which is a kind of a Chardonnay type white, and then Traminette, which the Traminette is floral. It's muscat type, spicy. It's a hybrid of Gewürztraminer, which has lots of floral in it.
Okay.
And
I'm getting that on the nose.
Yeah. It would be an aromatic type grape. So you're going to get a lot of floral and that type of thing on the nose.
A heavier nose, a more pronounced.
I love the nose on this.
It's good. It's just different. It's heavier.
Mm-hmm. Much more red. I get much more red type of fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very fruit forward. I think it's a great. Yeah, maybe some floral on there. And it smells very bright, but it doesn't have the brightness of the first one.
No, it has a little bit warmer, which I tend to think makes it seem to have more sugar to it. But I don't know how to explain that. A little smoother taste.
So this has
less sugar than the first?
I'm sure it does have a tiny little bit of residual sugar. It has 0.4% residual sugar. Mm-hmm. So it's still considered a dry wine.
Right.
But it does have a touch of residual sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That stays with you on the palate, I think. The palate is much more fruit forward than the smell. I get that berry and watermelon.
Okay.
But I definitely get that berry. It stays on the palate. It's a warmer rosé.
I would still say cherry, strawberry, some of those. It's a light red fruit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is really good.
It is good.
I really like it.
It's so smooth. It's just feels a little more weight to it. Mm-hmm. A little more.
Mm-hmm.
Where the other one's a little crisper.
Much different. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But still very good. I would give it a 4.
I would too.
The Stonehill a 4.
I really like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you pair that with?
Oh boy. It's very versatile.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to go great with pork chops.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
So I think pork chops, I still think it's bright enough. You could have it with fish, chicken, turkey, anything that way. Cheeses, salad. I think it'd go with all those things.
Yeah.
Really. I think it is very versatile.
I would hope people would go out and try this.
Yeah.
Rosé.
And I think, they talked about the rosato going with maybe some red pasta dishes. I think this might too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about that, but I think it could.
Mm-hmm.
It's heavy enough and yet got good acid that it'd go well with that.
Yeah.
Let's see what it says here. Notes of raspberry, watermelon, orange blossom. It does have some floral to it.
It does.
Yeah. Fresh acidity. It's got good acid on it. Medium body, this fruit forward rosé. It's a nice bodied wine for a rosé. It's perfect for chilling and enjoying on its own, or it pairs well with grilled chicken, spicy Mediterranean dishes, or just a summer afternoon on the deck. Has 13% alcohol and 0.4% residual sugar. Another reason I love this tasting, both of the wines were the same price. This was $13.
Yeah, the exact same price. Yeah. And these wines are good.
Yeah.
I mean, the price is just incredible for what you're getting for these rosés.
I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
What was the alcohol in the first wine?
I don't know what that is.
It was 13%.
So exactly the same, but yet these two are so different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But again, they still have the same light crispness, mm-hmm. really, even though one's a little heavier mm-hmm. than the other. The color is so different.
And I think this is going to pair better with like pork.
A little bit.
A little bit meats. Heavier mm-hmm. meat.
Instead of the first one with your salads. Yeah. And, mm-hmm, yes. Right.
Okay. Okay. I think that's good. I think that was a great, I like that tasting. That was good. If you want to see some more about the categories, go to either on our website, wineappraiserpodcast.com. May help you pick a better rosé for yourself.
And try that Stonehill. I don't know if you have mm-hmm. a link on where to purchase that.
Yeah, I can put that on. You can.
Let's make it easy for them.
Yeah, you can go to their, and I think if you buy 12 bottles, you can actually get it for like $11. So
wow.
Yeah, you can go to their website. I think it's StonehillWinery.com.
In Herman, Missouri.
And you can order online.
Recommending that, but you can find the other at Costco. Probably any of your local grocery stores.
Yeah. Yep.
This is a very popular one. What's the name of it again?
Côte de Roses.
Côte de Roses.
I learned something about wine every week doing this show, and I just hope you will join us in this journey and learn something about wine along with us. I hope you enjoyed the show. Really appreciate you listening. Go on wherever you're listening to us. And give us a rating.
Yeah, give us a like.
Make sure you follow us. Subscribe mm-hmm. to the show.
And listen next week, because what's happening next week?
What are we doing next week?
Let's tell everybody.
We are doing a white wine tasting.
Ooh, white wine.
Yeah, and we're doing a Rhone Valley white blend.
Okay.
And then a Torontes.
Ooh.
Yeah, we've never had one.
Can we have snacks with them?
Yes, please.
Okay.
So I'm interested to taste that. I've never had one.
Snacks.
So yeah, I believe it's from Argentina. I believe.
Okay.
So I will have to learn about it this coming week. So, and join us next week, and you can learn about it also, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. That's a wrap. So until next time. Happy wine trails to you until we taste again on the next episode of the Wine Appraiser Podcast. Bye.
Cheers to summer, everyone.